This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca, an Arizona man who took part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns, made his first court appearance on Monday. A judge scheduled a detention hearing on Friday for Jake Chansley, who's been jailed on misdemeanor charges since surrendering to authorities over the weekend in Phoenix. The FBI identified Chansley from images taken during the riot showing his distinctive sleeve tattoos. He was inside the Capitol and on the Senate floor as he carried a U.S. flag on a pole topped with a spear. His court-appointed attorney, Gerald Williams, told the judge that Chansley has been unable to eat since he was arrested on Saturday, since he apparently has a tender stomach. Chansley's mother, Martha Chansley, told reporters outside the courthouse that her son needs an organic diet.
He's very sick. If he doesn't eat organic food, literally, he will get physically sick. So he needs to eat.
Chansley is among at least 90 people who've been arrested on charges stemming from Wednesday's siege on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is warning that mass vaccinations against the novel coronavirus will not produce herd immunity this year. WHO scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan told reporters Monday that it takes time to produce and administer enough doses of a vaccine to finally stop the spread of COVID-19. Dr. Swaminathan stressed the need for countries to continue observing mitigation efforts such as mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. In a related story, Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine should provide immunity for at least a year. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced Monday plans to boost production by at least 50%. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to U.S. government-funded airwaves on Monday to deliver a full-throated defense of the Trump administration's presentation of its foreign policy and its support for democracy abroad. And those would be the VOA airwaves to which you're listening to right now. He also denounced protests by some VOA staffers who complained that live coverage of his speech would violate VOA's mandate to present unbiased news to foreign audiences.
Read that some VOA employees didn't want me to speak here today. I'm sure it was only a handful. They didn't want the voice of American diplomacy to be broadcast on the Voice of America. Think about that for just a moment. Look, we're all part of institutions with duties and responsibilities higher and bigger and more important than any one of us individually. But this kind of censorial instinct is dangerous. It's morally wrong.
Less than a week after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol to try to subvert the results of an election that saw President-elect Joe Biden win, Pompeo told staff at the Voice of America that America retains the credibility and standing to defend democratic values abroad, and he said they should amplify it. President Donald Trump and his Secretary of State have come under much criticism for allegedly alienating allies and pandering to dictators and autocrats, especially Russia, who U.S. intelligence services say interfered in the last two U.S. presidential elections. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Tuesday he wanted to improve relations with the European Union and was hoping for the same goodwill from the 27-nation bloc. Erdogan's comments follow a year of tensions involving Turkey's more assertive foreign policy in the eastern Mediterranean as well as Libya and parts of the Middle East. Turkey's relations have become especially strained with Greece and European power France as a result. The Turkish leader has softened some of his toughest rhetoric and took a conciliatory tone in a televised meeting with the EU ambassadors in a presidential compound in Ankara. Ugandans prepared to vote in Thursday's presidential election, the run-up to which has been marred by violence as security forces tried to stop the opposition presidential candidate from campaigning, citing concerns that his political rallies could spread COVID-19. Meanwhile, pop star turned challenger for the presidency, Bobby Wine, suggested authorities were using the pandemic as a pretext.
All of you have seen General Museveni campaigning. He was campaigning right here in Wakiso. Yesterday, he was in Busabala campaigning, and shameful enough, he is the one giving orders to stop us from campaigning.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.